Today, Israel is celebrating its 60th anniversary. A few days ago, President Shimon Peres, a member of Israel's founding generation, reminisced about the creation of the Jewish state and the war in 1948.
We didn't have a single plane. We didn't have a single gun. We have two old tanks. That's all. And we have had ammunition that would sufficient for 5 days of wars. Statistically, we should have lost the war.
Since that conflict, Israel has grown to a nation of 7.5 million people. NPR's Linda Gradstein has been traveling throughout the country from the border with Lebanon to the southern resort of Eilat, listening to Israelis, both Jews and Arabs. Here are some of their thoughts as Israel turns 60.
Hello, my name is Moshe Chaviv. I'm the CEO of Dalton Winery, the best wine of Israel. And I live in Carmiel. I'm born in Israel, and for me, Israel is not obvious. This is my home. This is my future. This is the place that my children are born.
My name is Moti Chayun. I'm living in Kibbutz Yir'on. It's close to the border with Lebanon. And all the time I see what they in America build in 250 years and what we build in 60 years, and I'm proud of us.
Okay, my name is Elizabeth Danieli. I'm from Eilat. First of all, this is the best place to live, really, now, even now. And I think it will be a prosperity in 60 years if we do have the kind of peace that we wish to.
My name is Ronit Friedman, and I live in Kibbutz Ketura in Israel. I'm tired of the war and the fighting and being afraid to travel in the buses or to go to the supermarket or to be in the city, that something might happen.
My name is Daniela Mann. I live in Be'er Sheva. It's the capital of the Negev. I was a fighter in the army. If you know, now women can be fighters too. So I was proud about from me and my girlfriends. It's important to think about our country.
My name is Ahmed Hijazi, and I live in Wahd Salam Navi Shalom. It's Hebrew and Arabic for Oasis of Peace. And as a Palestinian living in this country, we have lost actually his state in 48, or his hope for an independent state. My feeling that Israel haven't done enough to accommodate the Palestinians. Actually, it's a feeling of a shame in a way, a feeling of unwelcomed in my own place, in my own country.
My name is Yaffa Shira Grossberg, and I live in Jerusalem. I work as a second grade teacher. At our school, we're creating a new generation of both Jewish and Arab leaders who have learned together and know how to listen to each other.
My name is Tom Segev. I'm a journalist and historian. I live in Jerusalem. We are very different from each other, and still we have been able to forge some kind of common identity, which I think is the major achievement of Israel. We have not been able to achieve peace, which I think is the major failure.
Hello, my name is Alfred Haddad. I'm a student, and I'm from Haifa. This year, of course, there's a 60th for Israel. And in the 60 years, a lot of Arabs think that it's like Nakba. We call it Nakba. Nakba, it's like sad day that we don't celebrate the 60 years of Israel.
My name is Sigal Daan. I live in Golan Heights. I work in visitor center in Dalton. I sell wine. Israel, it's like a wine for me. She's getting better and better by the years.
Some voices from across Israel as the country celebrates its 60th anniversary.